Anyone here want dessert?
Nope.
Nope. Pass.
Maybe I'll have a small piece of cake.
Hey, sorry, the pastry truck broke down this morning. All we got is ice cream.
Wow, I was really in the mood for cake. Nothing for me, thanks.
Okay, 1-0 coming up.
Hey, why don't you just order some ice cream?
Because that's what I had for breakfast.
I didn't finish these cookies I brought in this morning with me. You're welcome to them.
Thank you, baby.
Cookies. Hey, why don't you guys try these?
Rerun. Here you go, Dwayne.
Thanks.
How'd it taste, huh?
Mm. Where did you buy these?
Buy them? I baked them myself. Yes, an old recipe my aunt gave me.
I didn't know you baked.
You know, there's a lot of things you don't know about me, Raj. Like, I bake and I sew and I do a little painting, you know. I play a mean game of handball. Yeah, I'm what you might call today's woman.
Well, Shirley, how would you like to be tomorrow's woman, too, and bake some more of these cookies? They are great. Mm.
Hey, you guys aren't putting me on, are you?
No, no, Shirley. Oh, these cookies are terrific. Oh.
Shirley, these cookies are great, though.
Hey, you guys really mean it?
Yeah, we really mean it. You know what? Huh? You ought to get Rob to sell them here.
Yeah?
Yeah,
I'd buy them.
You would?
Yeah, I would.
The whole world would buy them.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let me sleep on it.
Shirley, you could be a millionaire.
Good morning. Whoa.
Well, that's it, gang. No more cookies today, Snake. Hey, but I got my own homemade in the back, huh?
Shoot, I guess I better get here earlier next time.
Hey, kid, step into my office.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Look here, kid, you want to buy a watch?
A watch?
Yeah, a watch. Check it out. It's got a soulful Swiss movement, anti-magnetic, rust-resistant, waterproof, shock-proof, theft-proof, 21 jewels. Only $42. That's only $2 a jewel.
No thanks. I already got a watch.
Yeah, well, that's nice, but if that one happens to break on you while you're boiling an egg or something, you could be in some real trouble. Check that one out. Look at it real good.
Hey, that's funny. There's no 3 on it.
Sure it is. There it is. Just fell down in the corner there. Check it around a little bit. Try it out. Just have fun. Keep you amused for hours.
No thanks. Not for me.
Hey, kid. All those people lined up at the counter over there. What was that all about?
Oh, that was for the cookies.
Cookies? You mean all those people were standing in line just for cookies?
Oh, they're not just cookies. Those are Shirley Wilson's cookies. Man, they're the best.
That good, huh?
Good? I bet if Shirley put those out in stores and markets, she'd make a million.
Hmm. Very interesting.
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah, kid. Excuse.
Hey, I see you around.
Yeah, you take it slow.
All right.
Okay, guys, here you go. 3 cherry sodas and hold the pits.
About time. Hey, Shirley, you know, it's great the way everyone's been flipping over your cookies.
Yeah, how much money have you made so far, Shirley?
Dwayne, don't you know it's not polite to ask people how much they make? Shirley, how much have you made?
$90.
$90? $90? $90, you know how much that is?
Yeah, it's two $45 bills.
What are you gonna do with all your money, Shirley?
Well, I'm gonna pay off my stereo, and then I'm gonna send the rest to my aunt in Alabama. You know, after all, it's her recipe.
Hey, wait 1 minute, Shirley. Look here. If I hadn't ordered dessert that day, you and Rob wouldn't be making all this money.
That's
you know?
True.
So, where do I come in?
I don't know, but see the door?
Yeah.
That's where you go out. Who do you think been doing all the work?
You?
Good guess, yes. See, when I leave here every night, I'm so exhausted. But can I go home and get rest? No, no, no. I gotta start baking those cookies. Now, before I start baking, you know what I gotta do?
What you
I
do?
Got to set up the equipment.
Set up equipment?
I got to crack the eggs.
Crack the eggs.
Then you got to beat the
oh,
eggs.
Oh, yeah, beat them, baby.
Then I got to mix the dough.
Mix the dough.
And then chop up the nuts.
Chop up the nuts.
Then I got to put a little sugar. Just a little bit of sugar. Right. Then I got to melt the chocolate.
Melted chocolate. Wow, Shirley, can I come over and lick the bone?
Won't do you any good, Rerun. I have baked my last batch of cookies for a long while.
Wow.
What?
I said, won't do you any good.
I heard you. You can't stop. You ruined D. Thomas Enterprises.
D. Thomas what?
Well, you see, D buys the cookies here for 25 cents, and then she goes to the school cafeteria and sells them for 30 cents.
I get 40 cents on days when they serve liver.
Well, look at D, I'm sorry to break up your franchise, but I'm not baking no more cookies.
Not baking any more cookies? Shirley, that's crazy. Just when things were going good.
Look, I'll tell you what's going.
What's going, baby?
My health.
Your health?
Mm-hmm. My free time.
Oh, that's bad.
My love life.
Ooh, that's worse.
The only thing that gets turned on in my house is the oven.
Excuse me, are you Shirley Wilson?
No, she is. Look here.
Miss Wilson.
What do you want?
Miss Wilson, I'm Marty Slade from Marty Slade Enterprises.
Yes.
Zach. Now, when you want your fortune made, don't depend on luck. Put your trust in Marty Slade. Make yourself a buck.
Hey, that's all here. Look, he got all that on that small card.
Well, you see, I'm a promoter, and I'm here to promote you. Now, I've heard all about your fabulous cookies, and I can turn those cookies into a fortune.
Yeah.
Wow, fortune cookies.
To my office. Shirley, I can call you Shirley.
I think so. Your mouth seems to be in working order.
Well, Shirley, I just drove over here, and I've got wind of your cookies.
Hey, don't blame me. Roll up your windows.
Yeah, Shirley. Everybody is talking about your cookies.
So, what's the point, Mr. Say?
My point is, I want to promote your cookies. Now, the way I got it figured, you are the biggest thing to happen to the cookie industry since cream centers.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Now, sure. First thing I do is I order attractive bags for your cookies.
Yes.
Then I set deals with local stores to carry your cookies.
My cookies.
Finally, I set the promotion for your cookies.
My cookies.
Surely, I am going to convince everyone in this whole town, and I mean everyone, that there is nothing they can put in their mouth that tastes as good as
your cookies.
Right.
Mr. Slade, except for one thing. I'm no longer baking my cookies.
What? Shirley, do you have any idea how many cookies are sold in the country each year?
No.
Exactly. With inflation being what it is today, people just can't afford luxury items anymore. That's why so many Americans are rediscovering cookies. And Shirley, whose cookies should they be rediscovering?
Your cookies!
Shirley, I'm not talking about 50 or 100 bucks.
No.
I'm talking about citywide distribution.
Okay.
I'm talking about large-scale production. I'm talking about major money.
He's talking about 100 miles an hour. I don't trust anybody who can talk without breathing.
Who is this child? Can we make her disappear?
Sure, $5 get the trick done.
Hey, be quiet, D. Shirley, listen to what he's saying. Okay. You could be rich and famous.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that how well-known Jones got started?
Right on it. Now, this is a bright young brother right here, and you should listen to him, Shirley. Now, Shirley, Jones got started baking cookies in his home.
Yeah.
And now, those very same cookies are in every major department store in the United States.
Yeah.
And he was bought out by a giant corporation for $2
million. $2 million? $2 million. $2
million.
Shirley, you better pay attention to this man.
That's a smart young sister right there, Shirley.
Huh?
Now, when we distribute your cookies throughout Southern California,
yeah.
three big companies will come in with the bidding.
Okay.
The first company will open with $500,000 bid.
Ooh, $500,000.
And the second company will come in with
$1,000,000.
And the third company will up that.
$1.5 million.
Right.
$2 million.
Right.
$2.5 million.
Right.
That's too high for me.
It's mine!
Wayne, at least at my age.
Shirley, huh? Step into my office.
Okay.
No, Shirley.
Oh, I thought that was your office.
I moved.
Good luck.
What do you say, Shirley? Are we in business?
I gotta think about it.
$50 advance.
I thought about it. Partner. Hey, Rob.
But I bumped into a big spender on the way home and made myself $0.5.
Oh, you're selling my cookies for profit, huh?
No, I sold your cookies for what I paid for them. I got 50 cents for your autograph.
No kidding.
There's a big business in famous signatures, you know.
Really?
Really. Washington's is about $500. Lincoln's the same.
But you only got 50 cents for mine?
Don't feel bad, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Oh, hi, Dee.
Little Earl, your father sent me for you.
I gotta go, Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
I do whatever she tells me. The kid knocks me out.
Well, get on down there.
Bye, Shirley.
Bye, y'all. The kid knocks me out.
Hey, could you make it to Sylvester?
Oh, yeah, sure. To Sylvester. Sure, okay.
Pagliata.
What?
Pagliata. Yeah, it's a P-A-G.
Wait a minute. Where you get the G?
There's a G in Pagliata.
What?
It's silent.
Well, then don't say it.
Okay, with love.
Man, if you don't get those cookies out of here.
Shirley, Shirley.
Oh, man. I don't know how Allie Tate autographed all those books.
Shirley, there's your salary.
Oh, wait a minute, it's late. Oh, wait a minute. Now, this must be a joke. I know. $30? I mean, $30 for all those cookies we sold?
Shirley, there's overhead. Look, Shirley, production costs money, ingredients cost money, bags cost money.
Listen here. And your new teeth gonna cost money. Now, either you share some of those profits with me, or you find someone else to promote.
Well, now, Miss Wilson, if you're quite through...
I guess I am.
I have a little contract here, which you signed, that calls for you to deliver to me a certain amount of cookies every week. There is nothing in this contract about sharing the profits. It'll stand up in any court of law. Now, Shirley, I want those cookies.
Roger, how about this, Yeah. I'm afraid you're right, Roger. This looks like an ironclad contract to me.
Well, I couldn't find the loophole anywhere.
I didn't understand all those heretofores and wheretofores. What did they mean?
Well, I'm no lawyer, Dwayne, but I think they mean that Shirley's got a real problem.
Hey, let's say we get Slade and we slam him up against the wall and we throw a couple lefts and rights and uppercuts, and then when he crumbles to the floor, y'all can call me at home. I'll come right over.
Dwayne.
Huh?
When you talk, try not to do it out loud.
Oh.
Shirley, how'd you get yourself into this mess?
Greed. Sounds so good. You know, fast and big money.
Yeah, we weren't much help either. You know, we all got kind of carried away.
Yeah, I heard about that Wall Street bidding session.
Yeah, well, I guess I did some of that $1 million bidding, too. You know, Shirley, we're very, very sorry. Right, Dwayne?
Yeah, right.
Hey, it's nobody's fault but mine. I'm old enough to know better.
Yeah, you are old.
Hey, you better.
Detective Barnett, think of something. You're a policeman. You must know how to get around the law.
The law is not something to get around. The law is the law. It's what this country's all about. Laws are made to punish the guilty, protect the innocent, and guarantee equal rights to all citizens. However, there's always a way. There's always an answer, right? There's always one smart person in every crowd to come up with a solution. Roger? What? What's the solution?
Come on, let's all sit around the table. I'm sure we'll think of something. Okay, then. Let's put our heads together.
If we start at the top.
All right.
Okay. Oh, all right, Shirley. Mm-hmm. Shirley?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello? Excuse me.
Yeah, can I help you?
No, but perhaps I can help you. My calling card? I'm Cal Cook. My partner is Ken Crocker. You've heard of Cook and Crocker, of course.
Well, I don't know.
Well, we're a huge bakery out of Keokuk. Cook and Crocker, crackers and cookies. We're big, very big.
Very big?
Huge. As a matter of fact, we may expand. Go into cakes for kicks. What do you think?
I don't know.
You see, we at Cook and Crocker feel if we can cook quality cakes quickly and keep cooking our cookies and crackers, then Cook and Crocker can qualify as quality cookie, cake, and cracker cookers.
My man, that was a mouthful. Now, what is it that you really want?
Oh, I'm just waiting for my partner. He's our chief researcher. He's presently looking over our balance sheet in preparation to make you an offer to buy out your cookie line.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. See, we at Cook and Crocker feel that if we can capture your cookies and keep cooking our cookies, crackers, and quick quality cakes, it could be quite a coup.
Hey, Shirley.
Yeah?
Did you hear that? He said that if they could capture our cookies in addition to their cookies, crackers, and quick quality cakes, it would be quite a coup.
Conclusively.
Huh? Yeah. Where's that partner of yours?
Oh, Ken. Ken, can you come in, Ken?
Coming. Ken, here you call, Cal. Ken Crocker, Cook and Crocker, Cookies and Crackers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, step into my office.
Gladly. You see, Mr. Spade, we at Cook and Crocker have decided to take on a quality line of chocolate chip cookies.
Huh. Hey, man. Hey, you guys think you're talking to a kid or something? This is Marty Slade you're talking to here. I got something good going on, and I know it. So y'all just get right on down to the bottom line. How much?
You deliver to us 3 million cookies a year, and we will deliver to you $500,000. Think it over. Take your time.
Right. I'll take it.
Wait a minute. What do you mean you take it? What is you take it? Don't I have something to say about this?
No.
What do you mean no?
Step into my office.
Step in nothing. What do you mean no?
Now, look here. I got a signed contract with your signature on it. I have all rights. I make all decisions.
Now, is that true? Because we have to know who the responsible party is.
Oh, yeah. I am the responsible party. This is my company. I am the boss, sole owner. I'm the, Chief Chip.
Chief Chip, I like that.
Yes, that's good to know. Now the only thing we're waiting for is the report from the Board of Health.
What you mean?
It's a mere formality. The health department is at your apartment right now, Miss Wilson, checking out your kitchen.
Mm-hmm. See, if they find no violations, we will write you a check. However, if they do find violations, that will put the entire matter in a different light.
What kind of light?
A dim one, I'm afraid. You see, since you assume all responsibility, you are liable for all claims.
Claims? Come here for a minute, brother. What claims?
Well, all purchasers of Shirley's cookies will be entitled to damages, and I imagine that will come to quite a tidy sum.
What are you talking about?
And the fine will be substantial, too. The health department tends to be very severe in these matters.
Wait a minute. You trying to tell me that I'm going to get zapped with a fine and damages because she got a dirty kitchen?
Well, you just said you're responsible for the entire company. Are there any health violations, Miss Wilson?
No, none at all. None that I could be blamed for, because Lord knows I've complained often enough to the landlord about those flies.
Flies?
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 Yeah, but they're very healthy. See, they just go from cookie to cookie, just getting healthy out of there.
Sounds like bad news to me, Slade.
Now, wait a minute
it's
here.
It's gonna cost you a lot of money, Mr. Slade, I'm afraid. But you're lucky in one respect. They hardly ever send anyone to jail unless they've had a previous record.
Yes, and of course, that wouldn't count in this case. Would it?
Wait a minute. Just wait a minute now. I am not going to be responsible for her flies.
My flies? I've had about enough of you fast mouth. Now, wait a minute now. Why is it when we're talking about profit, it's your profit? When we're talking about flies, it's my flies. Why is that? And take a look at this. Let me show this contract. You see that part right there? What? Right there. Look right there. What, read that. What that say? No, let me show it to you. It says, you are responsible. Okay? Now, look down here on this page here. What that say? You are going to jail. You know what? Mr. Slade, you own a cookie company.
Oh, no, you don't. Mm-mm-mm-mm. You ain't sticking me with this. Now, y'all check this out. This is your contract. There it is. That's your contract. There's your contract, Miss Cookie Maker. Those are your cookies, your kitchen, your flies. I have nothing further to do with it.
Well, I don't know.
But Mr. Slade, now we may need your testimony, so now how may I reach you?
Try the yellow pages. Let your fingers do the walking. I'm gone.
I love you for it. Thank you.
Would you like another cookie, little girl?
Well, three is usually my limit, but as long as I'm not driving.
Well, you know, I really got to give it to you, Raj. You and Big Earl really taught that Slick Slater lesson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, it's too bad he was a phony, because things could have really worked out good for Shirley.
I get it.
All right.
Hey, how's it going,
Slade? Hey, it's all right. What's happening, Reba? Hey. I was over at the soda shop, and Shirley asked me to drop these off to you guys.
More cookies? Well, she just gave us each a big bag this morning. Mm-hmm.
Well, she really appreciates all the help you guys gave her with Slade. Man, he was really a rat.
Oh, wait a minute. He wasn't all bad.
What?
Huh? Dwayne, what are you talking about? Slade was bad news.
Oh, he was nice to me.
When was he ever nice to you?
About an hour ago.
About an hour ago?
Yeah, see, I bumped into him in the streets, and he must have felt really bad and said he wanted to make up for things. So he sold me this watch for $4.
Ah, that's the one with the three off of it.
Yeah, but see, if you shake it around, you can get it right back up there. I'm getting good at it.
Yes, well, let me try. Tap it on the back.
As long as you be careful.
All right, shake it around.
Yeah, shake it around. Tap it.
I don't try.